Bienvenidos y welcome to the Pioneering Dreams podcast. These are your hosts, Osvaldo,
Josue,
and Veronica. And together we will explore and narrate the experiences and perspectives of students of color at Boulder High.
We will delve into their challenges, triumphs, and unique perspectives on navigating predominantly white spaces.
Join us as we amplify these crucial voices and shed light on the diverse experiences of individuals in the Boulder High School community. So to start off, we'd like to tell you a little bit about ourselves. My name is Osvaldo Garcia Barron. I am an avid 12 student at Boulder High School.
I am Josue Hernandez Guerrero, and I am also an avid student in the 12th grade here at Boulder High.
So I'm Veronica Rodriguez Murquecho, and I am also an avid 12th student at Boulder High.
And one of the things we really share in common is our immigrant roots. So do you guys mind going around and really informing those who are on air regarding your immigrant roots? So just to start off, I'll tell you guys, I am the son of hardworking immigrant parents from Mexico.
I am also the daughter of hardworking parents from Mexico who immigrated to give me a better life.
So I was born in Mexico, and I've been living here in Boulder, Colorado for the past 7 years. My parents also immigrated here when they were young. And yeah, I think I'm just following that sort of like generational custom.
Definitely. And one of the things I really want to highlight from all of us is the fact that we are perseverant and we've encountered many obstacles, but we continue to push forward and become the best versions of ourselves. So I think Josue is going to pose a question. Do you mind bringing that question forward, Josue?
Right. Yeah. So how has your high school experience been in general?
So my high school experience has been pretty normal. I mean, you know, just friends come and go. I've received a couple like put downs, but I always get up and, you know, keep moving forward. But other than that, everything so far has been pretty good for my high school experience.
Yeah, I would say mine has been a combination of both good and bad things. My freshman year, everything was off to a good start until we encountered the COVID-19 pandemic, where the whole nation and just the globe itself shut down. So that was very difficult in the fact that I had to accommodate and get used to a new learning environment. In this instance, it was a virtual learning environment. But just overall, it's been very good being able to meet new people, take part in roles that enable me to make a difference in my community. And I've learned a lot thanks to the instruction provided at this school. But just going back to Veronica's points, I think it's also been also a combination of good and bad things. But one of the things is like those bad things, we got to continue being resilient. But in regards to some of the difficulties I've encountered, I feel like for all of us, you guys could correct me if you believe otherwise, but we've had to become very relentless given that we are students of color at a predominantly white institution, and we usually encounter some sense of microaggression, and there have been extremes where racism also takes place in the academic setting. So for those who don't know, the definition of microaggression is the everyday slights, insults, put-downs, invalidation, and offensive behaviors that people experience in daily interactions with generally well-intentioned individuals who may be unaware that they have engaged in demanding ways. So one of the things I really want to note is the fact that microaggressions, the initial intent of the individual isn't to necessarily hurt anyone, but sometimes it gets to an extreme where that comment could be racist. What about you, Josue?
Right. So I would like to share an experience that I had, specifically my sophomore year, while I was going through like the college process, and I had a lot of questions, obviously, as I'm also a first generation college student. So I went to the counseling office, and I did encounter a lot of like bureaucracy in reality. And it was really challenging to navigate that environment or sort of like that system with very little support from my academic counselor. He, in general, there were times where I felt like he mentioned some microaggressions specifically relating to my academic ability in the math subject, as I am taking an advanced math class. It made a comment where I was a very questionable comment where, I don't know, I felt very alienated, and I did feel very sort of like misjudged. That was one experience.
and specifically in sort of like advanced and academic environments. Osvaldo, do you have any
examples? Yeah, I guess I can share something similar. For me, it was in my, I don't necessarily want to disclose the name of this individual just to maintain their privacy and security, but it was in the subjects of social studies, and I was in advanced setting. And this individual, who was my instructor at the time, mentioned that they were surprised that I had succeeded or done that, performed that well in their class, considering that I was not a native English speaker. I overall felt like, wow, well, it makes me feel good knowing that people are actually taking into account my hard work. But as I reflected more about that experience, teachers or just in general, anyone can't jump to the conclusion that students of color or low-income individuals aren't able to succeed in advanced settings. And it definitely was difficult because there's a misconception thinking that students of color cannot succeed when compared to affluent peers. But what about you, Veronica? Have you encountered any sense of microaggressions or racism in this community?
Well, I mean, yeah, definitely. I mean, in the moment, I feel like I didn't really like put much thought into it. But as I like move on through the years, I start to think back on these kind of events. And I did have, it wasn't specifically towards me, but it was towards my peers. I've heard about different stories about this teacher as well. So it's not only something that I've experienced, but many other classmates, you know, students in this school have also experienced this type of thing. And racism is really big. This teacher, as I felt, was very racist. She would separate us Latinos into sections so we wouldn't be close to our white peers. And it was very frustrating because during groups, you know, sometimes I feel like I could have done better with some of my other peers that I was separated from. I feel like I could have moved a lot forward. I could have done much better in that classroom if I was allowed to discuss things with my other peers. And she was always very rude to me, and I felt like she was never rude to anyone else but us Hispanic people that were in that classroom. And I've also heard that she had been name-calling some students as well, and she would just take it as a joke, which was not okay. I feel like we should have said something about this. I'm not sure if she's still in the school. I haven't really seen her, but I feel like we should definitely do something about it because I don't think anyone deserves to go through that. Maybe she didn't really see it like that, but me as a Hispanic, you know, a Latina, I feel like it's racist. It just is. Because how are you going to be separating two groups?
Yeah, definitely. And one other thing I want to bring to light is that I feel like many of us, students of color or Hispanics in specific, we've encountered a lot of these situations where we deal with racism and microaggressions, but we don't really bring these matters to light because of our fear and just taking into account that we're not necessarily very vocal about these situations because to start off, unfortunately, we don't really have much representation in this community. So it's really hard for certain individuals to hold these individuals who are being racist and just releasing some comments surrounding microaggressions accountable.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like I said, I feel like something should be done. I feel like now that I'm older and I understand more of what happened, I feel like the need to really speak out on it. But like you said, we don't really have a lot of representation in this. Well, I wouldn't say in this school because I do feel supported in this school. Just, you know, more resources that we could.
Definitely. And, you know, to your point, I think Boulder High School certainly has forged a very supportive community. And we really appreciate all those individuals that have facilitated our education during our time here. This podcast isn't necessarily intended to make anyone feel bad, but we also want to use this opportunity to really inform students about the opportunities and resources that are available for us, first generation students of color at a PWI. And yeah, so just taking into account your experiences and the support you've been provided, what type of advice or what type of resources would you recommend, Josue, to students of color at Boulder High?
Right, so I definitely recommend just reaching out to teachers. I feel like there are teachers that are definitely very supportive
that can really help you, not only teachers, but also just like community members, whether that be your friends, whether that be people within the community that are here to really support you and get you access to those resources that are really necessary. And what I mean by resources, I mean whether that be academic resources, scholarships, summer programs, all that really good information, and really take advantage of those opportunities, which is really, really important as you look into like your career and sort of like your future. And also just a quick question for you, Osvaldo. Can you explain what PWI means?
Yeah, definitely. I apologize for not bringing that to light earlier, but a PWI is defined as a predominantly white institution. And just to keep it short, a predominantly white institution, well, the name kind of alludes to that. It's an institution or a setting where diversity isn't necessarily reflected, and most of the population in that institution tend to be white people. What about you, Veronica? Do you have any type of suggestions or resources you'd like to inform future Boulder High School students?
Just my advice would be definitely advocate for yourself. Don't think that you're alone, especially for me personally. I like being alone, and I always felt like I couldn't reach out to anyone with any problem at all. But so far, I feel like I feel very supported in this community. There's definitely always going to be teachers willing to help you out no matter what. Just advocate for yourself, and you need to look for those resources because they will not be handed to you just like that. You have to go look for them, find what you need, and yeah, that's all I can really say. Yeah.
I would have to agree with both you, Veronica, and Josue. And one of the things I really want to push you all or future BHS students is making sure you're vocal about your needs and the ways the Boulder High School community can support you. As Veronica touched on, it's sometimes difficult to think that people are actually willing to help you. But in reality, there are many amazing support systems in Boulder High, and they want to make sure you're maximizing your opportunities, your education, and forging that inclusive environment. Another thing I really want to touch on is there are two amazing programs. One is called the Adelante and AVID program, which tend to forge a very inclusive and welcoming environment for students of color at Boulder High School. So I definitely encourage future students to take a look at those opportunities, because the support systems in those programs are extraordinary. Not necessarily just the support systems, but the community itself. Diversity is really reflected, and you're able to connect with peers who have similar aspirations.
Right, and I also encourage all students to really be vocal about these issues, to really try to bring these issues to administration, try to represent more of us Latinos and Hispanics, whether that be in student council, whether that be in other programs, really try to like emphasize that our voice matters in this school. We can make it better. We can advocate for ourselves. We can definitely make it a more inclusive, more welcoming environment for all students, regardless of their background, of their identity.
Totally agree, Jose. To your point, I think what he said surrounding being vocal about our issues and some of these struggles we encounter is heavily important, because we want to make sure that you guys are in an environment where you feel welcome. And when you're in an environment where you feel welcome, you're more likely to perform even better and see a reason to come to school every day. So yeah, that's pretty much what we have. Do you guys have any other closing comments, you, Veronica, or Josue?
No, but like I said, I'm so glad we got to speak about this. I feel like a lot of us students don't really have the voice to say it, and I'm so glad I got to do it with you guys. Yeah, AVID's a great program. It's helped me through a lot, and that's pretty much all I have, and I just wish the best for the future BHS students.
Yeah, definitely. Just a closing comment. Really try to be involved, really really take advantage, and just really advocate for yourself. Continue to be resilient, and I'm sure that all and everyone has a great future ahead. Yeah, and I wish you all the best. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you all for sharing those comments. I guess I have one last one, and that being make sure that you are engaging in efforts that enable students of color to feel more in like included at the BHS community, but I also want to highlight the fact that don't necessarily let our comments scare you. Rather, use them as a sense of inspiration to bring change to this community and make sure you are maximizing your support systems and taking advantage of opportunities that are going to facilitate your education here at Boulder High and elsewhere. So with that, we are going to conclude this. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pioneering Dreams podcast. These have been your hosts, Osvaldo,
Josue,
and Veronica.